I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. For many, email spam is a daily, indeed hourly, nuisance. Spam is electronic junk mail sent by internet to unsuspecting email users. This week, the Federal Trade Commission sent some new ideas over to Congress to stop this. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Lisa Napoli. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi there.
What's the FTC got in mind here?
Well, Noah, they're basically asking people with inside knowledge to squeal. They're saying that those people are going to get $100,000 to $250,000 if they give up information that leads to the bust of a spammer. Now, you know, there are all sorts of ad hoc spam fighters on the net already, but the FTC is saying that that's squelching incentive for people to turn spammers in, so thus the reward.
That you said almost a quarter of $1 million, you said. It's a big reward. Who's going to pay that money?
Good question. Us, taxpayers are going to have to foot the bill for this spam. And it is a lot of money, Noah. This is more than you get for turning in a terrorist. But that's a signal of how bad spams become and how bad the government sees it. Spam does cost corporations around the world billions of dollars. It clogs up traffic on the net, and they have to spend to block it. And of course, anyone with an email account has to deal with it themselves, which is a drag on productivity. You know, Boeing, in fact, has spent so much money and so much time blocking incoming spam. Recently, they spun out the software they developed as a commercial product, trying to make some money back.
This has long been a concern. Weren't there some laws passed earlier this year to try to stop spam?
Yeah, you know, remember earlier in the winter, it was called canned spam. And a lot of anti-spam crusaders say those laws, as they were written, actually got spammers off the hook. Reports are showing that the volume of spam is increasing since the laws were passed. Internet providers themselves have been trying to come up with their own spam-fighting standard. So far, they've had no luck agreeing on it, and talks about that broke down yesterday. Noah, today in the Marketplace newsroom, I'm working on another story about what a lot of people see as another major interruption in our daily lives, and that's advertising. You know, the fastest-growing form of it is ads at the movies, which is a bit of a nightmare if you're planning to go to one this weekend, but we'll talk more about that tonight.
Yep, we've seen those ads. Lisa Napoli of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time. For talks about money and business, it's produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.